Delaware Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long lost this month's Democratic gubernatorial primary, but she will still get to fulfill her longtime ambition and become the state's 75th governor. WHYY News' Chris Barish explains why this will happen.
So how does a candidate who finished a distant second in a three-way primary after repeatedly breaking campaign finance laws still ascend to the state's highest office? It's happening because Governor John Carney must resign 2 weeks early in January to be sworn in as Wilmington's mayor. Under the state's constitution, the lieutenant governor is first in the line of succession. But after her brief stint, either Matt Meyer, who defeated Hall Long, or Republican Mike Ramone will succeed Governor Hall Long. Carney and Hall Long wouldn't do interviews about her coming but brief ascension to the post that Carney had unsuccessfully endorsed her for. But State Rep. Medina Wilson-Anton said she doesn't think Hall Long will or can do much in 2 weeks. She expects it will be a bitter pill to have to surrender the governorship to Meyer in a state where Democrats hold all 9 statewide offices.
It is kind of like a sick twist of fate. Obviously, she's aspired to be the governor, and for her to get that wish and then basically have to pass it off to the guy that beat her in the primary, it's kind of brutal.
This has happened once before. That was in 1993, when Lieutenant Gov. Dale Wolf became governor for 20 days after Mike Castle was sworn in to Congress. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.